It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And whenever you see your favorite celebrities on TV, or if you watch your favorite stars on YouTube, or hear your favorite radio personalities on the air each morning, you can't help but wonder, what are they really like when the cameras and the microphones are turned off and they're free to act like their true selves?
Man, I like to think some people are exactly the same and other people are exactly the opposite. I've met them all.
We know a couple of the opposite.
I think about it all the time, and I'll admit sometimes I wonder what I'm really like when I'm not in the spotlight.
I don't know if you want to know.
I guess, yeah, I'll never find out.
Oh, because you're always in the spotlight,
always.
I see.
Probably the best way to find out the truth about a famous person is to ask someone close to them who gets to see how they really behave behind the scenes.
Yeah, I would trust someone's friend than them even telling me what they're like.
Or a family member even.
Yeah, that's true.
And recently a survey did just that. They asked personal assistants of famous people to spill the juicy secrets and stories from the celebrities that they worked for.
The tea.
And I love this because personal assistants, they're not invested. They don't care.
And they see the good and the bad.
Some of them can't reveal the actual names of the celebrities for legal reasons, but you kind of get an idea of who they might be talking about in some of these, just reading between the lines.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, like in this one, it says, I worked as an assistant to an assistant for a famous family matriarch for 7 months.
There's two assistants here?
Family matriarch, that's the queen then, right?
Yeah.
It could be. They say the family is exactly how they are on their hit show.
The Kardashians?
The head of the family
was Kris Jenner.
The head of the family was very professional and meant business, but never made anyone feel lesser than.
That's nice.
The way they run their business and careers is really inspiring when watching from the inside. I no longer work as an assistant, but the connections I made through them were life-changing.
Oh my God.
So you might be able to tell who they were talking about there. Kate Gosselin from John and Kate Plus It.
Oh, I thought it was Octomom that they were discussing.
The other option was Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. And
that worked out well. She turned out to be a real peach.
She's
didn't
a gem. Another personal assistant wrote, I worked as a celebrity assistant for 6 years. The most outrageous thing was probably that I had to have stripper poles put into all the hotel rooms that he visited.
Oh, T-Pain.
No, you don't think Drake?
Also, I had to buy a lot of adult toys for him and his girlfriends.
Oh, multiple.
And Bill Gates and his stripper poles and adult toys. I knew it.
Oh my God, that's too much for me to handle.
Another person wrote, I worked as the assistant to Harry Styles' manager.
Assistant to his manager. Yeah.
Okay. So I had to answer a lot of the fan mail for Harry and phone calls for him. I was lucky enough to go backstage for his episode of The Late Late Show, and he got a gift basket in his dressing room with a bottle of champagne, cookies, muffins, and chocolates. And Harry gave me half of the damn basket.
Nice, Harry!
Harry.
All I can say is Harry is the sweetest person ever.
Oh my God.
Already knew that.
At a station I was working at, we had Diddy come in.
Puff Daddy.
His assistant was, I'm not exaggerating, like a 7-foot-tall white Australian dude.
Okay,
who was
random.
Smoking hot.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
He had to duck to go through the doorways. And the assistant came in and kicked us all out of the studio because Diddy had to take a call. But we listened from the other room, from the other studio,
because
he was in the room with all the mics. And it was Diddy just screaming at his stylist for a good 20 minutes about how all his stylist was getting him was t-shirts and jeans. And there was a lot of cuss words. I mean, screaming so bad that like spit and red faced and
it was real juicy. I'm sure that stylist was making so much money.
Yeah. No, he told them that he was paying them $70,000 for the month.
Want the contact of the assistant.
Yeah, he was so hot.
If you're just tuning in, we're looking at juicy confessions and stories shared by personal assistants to famous people. This next one says, my boss would have me drive and pick up about $3,000 worth of weed every week for him.
Snoop Dogger, Wiz Khalifa?
That's a lot.
I would legit drive 20 minutes to go pick it up and drive 20 minutes back with this illegal package feeling completely terrified.
I always
wondered what would happen if I actually got pulled over, whether or not they'd bail me out. I had a feeling he would say he didn't know me.
Yeah.
Bill Gates on the list again. Every personal assistant just ratting him out.
Hi, I need you to go to the store for that gas. Some of that fire.
The marijuana.
That Kush Kush.
Yeah.
This next one says, I worked as an assistant for a high-profile TV producer and had to cater to whichever celebrities we were shooting that day.
Oh,
the biggest headache I had was the cast of a popular ghost hunting show.
Oh, they're a headache.
Okay, I'm going to go on a whim. Ghost hunters?
Oh.
Could be. They said they required a very specific brand of sugar-free gummy candy from the UK.
What?
A specific brand of honey mustard and onion pretzel dip.
Shut up.
And a bottle of sparkling water that, quote, wasn't too fizzy.
Oh, no. Do you just give him a note that says, say the name of your show out loud again and re-look at your writer?
Yeah.
Seriously. And finally, a personal assistant wrote, I worked for a couple of B-list actors, and the biggest name was probably Joe McHale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like Joe McHale.
Yeah, he's cool. I've worked with him at a couple of, like, auctions, like,
oh,
charity
cool.
auctions
yeah.
before.
Is he nice, Brooke?
He's nice. He doesn't have a lot of time.
Got it.
He's a very busy man.
Got
but
it.
He was kind.
He hosted The Soup for a while. He
was in, like, Community or 30 Rock?
Yeah,
one?
Community.
Jeff
Community.
Winger from Community. Yeah. In the recent documentary series Tiger King, he did the follow-up interviews for the entire cast.
I think he's hosted an award show.
He's hosted a lot of things.
Yeah. Anyway, they say my experience with him was nothing but positive.
Yeah.
Good.
And he always treated me like a valued friend and not a subordinate like some of the others did.
Good.
He's also really tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks tall.
I'm also not very tall, so I think
everyone is tall.
A person says the worst B-lister I ever dealt with was a radio persona named Brooke.
Brooke,
would you look at that? Someone actually called you B-list.
I love it. You know, Joe McHale's out here telling stories about Brooke. Like, oh, I work with her at some charities. You don't want. She's very, how do you say, busy.
Yeah.
Sorry, they always have free wine at those things, Jose. What am I supposed to do?
Text in to 78592 if you have a behind-the-scenes encounter with Brooke that can verify this person's story. We want to hear it. Your phone tap is coming up right after this.